Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, A Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Oregon, and her preaching today is entitled, To the Victors.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people and said, Now Israel, here are the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live, and may enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. Therefore, I teach you the statutes and decrees as the Lord my God has commanded me, so that you may observe them in the land you are entering to occupy. Observe them carefully, for thus will you give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations, who will hear of all these statutes and say, This great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people. For what great nation is there that has God so close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him? Or what great nation has statutes and decrees that are as just as this whole law which I am setting before you today? However, take care and be earnestly on your guard not to forget the things which your own eyes have seen, nor let them slip from your memory as long as you live. But teach them to your children and to your children's children. The Word of the Lord. Today, I find these lines from Deuteronomy deeply troubling. Maybe it's the word occupy, which in Hebrew implies possession by force, and which seems especially distasteful as we watch the ongoing brutality of the Russian war against Ukraine. In the verses before this, Moses has just narrated Israel's military victories and distributed the conquered lands among the conquerors before this admonishing of the people to obey God's law. What's also disturbing is the promise that the nations will admire the victors and their God as if religious practice justifies invasion. Today's scripture sounds a little too much like today's news. Is occupation really God's directive, or our interpretation of what God's reign is? What I do know is that this story carries gut-wrenching similarities to the ever-worsening stories of the war in Ukraine. Gut-wrenching similarities, actually, to all of the invasions and occupations of one people by another throughout human history, including here in the United States. Gut-wrenching similarities to all of the times that we humans have stood in silence as our sisters and brothers suffer, or as we've used some sick and wrong self-understanding of superiority to justify oppression or privilege. Today, I can't look away. We can't look away because feeling gut-wrenched isn't enough. And if that doesn't sound like good news, maybe it's because sometimes the good news is a smack upside the head that we need to change for the better. Jesus himself lived in an occupied land. He knew what happens to the conquered, to the outsider, to the other. But Jesus speaks of the fulfillment of God's reign. He says, pay attention. Do the right thing. Stop hurting each other. So, possibly I'm preaching to the choir here, but who knows who else we'll all be preaching to today. Dear Lord, give us the strength to preach and work for your mercy and justice until it's everywhere for everyone.